Welcome back to our first interview segment today. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke of the ability of today's technology to measure the performance of every single aspect of our business. Unfortunately, many businesses are either too lazy or have too little knowledge to be able to do this. And remember, what you can't measure, you can't control. And today's success is all about running a tight ship. My guest today is Feras Alhalou, president of eNor, a digital marketing evangelist with a host of Fortune 500 companies as clients. Feras is a specialist at measuring web performance, social media, and mobile, and I know that concerns a lot of people today, helping clients understand the digital ecosystem, creating strategies and implementation, and then making sense of it all. What does all this stuff mean? Feras, welcome to the program.
Well, my pleasure, Bob. Thank you for having me in the show.
Many of our listeners possibly don't have a clue what we're talking about. Can you just give me a short, simple overview of what analytics is?
Absolutely. You know, Bob, in your introduction, you know, you hit on a very important aspect of running a successful business. And that is, if I may rephrase, you know, you cannot improve what you don't measure. It's just how it is. So analytics is all about measuring what's important to the business. So for example, if you have a website, if you're a business owner, you're a marketing manager, you have a website, you want to know if you are driving traffic to this website. You want to know if people are coming to your site and sticking around and buying, or they're leaving right away. So analytics, it's not all technical, and you don't need to be a statistician to really get it. It's about answering marketing and business questions to help us improve and, you know, improve our business and improve the return on investment for our campaigns.
Right. I know a lot of people who say to me, we just don't know what sort of results we're getting. So if a client's spending a lot of money and effort on their emails, their search, banners, radio, marketing campaigns, whatever venue they may be taking, how do they get an idea if it's working or not? What do they need to do?
Sure. So analytics helps answer these questions. So for example, if I'm running an email campaign,
right,
almost every other business today, they do some sort of email campaigns, right?
Yes.
I would like to know if I have 1,000 people on my email list, I send the email out. Are people opening these emails? Are they clicking on my offer and coming to my website? And when they come to that website, are they downloading my white paper? Are they requesting a quote? Are they buying if I sell products online? Those are sort of metrics you want to look for based on that channel. If it's an email, I mentioned a few ways to measure it. If it's search, I want to know what keywords people are typing, what keywords are working for me, what keywords are bringing sales. All of that is very, very measurable. You just have to have that mindset as a business owner, as a marketing manager, to be able to act on this data that's available to us today through Google Analytics or other analytics products.
So you can detect what the respondent is doing at every step along the way.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
If we all go on Google and we search for cars, we look, search for gifts, we, holidays around the corner here in the U.S. So basically, I should be able, as a marketing manager, I should be able to know where my money is spent, which ads are working, which landing pages are working, what's not working, so I can act on it, I can improve it, and I can improve my bottom line.
Okay, fantastic. So if I sell products online and I use, say, Google AdWords, for example, to promote my business, what tips do you have on how I can improve my return on investment from my AdWords campaign?
You know, the one tip that comes to mind is you don't want to have your account, your AdWords campaigns, on an autopilot program. You know, we see this quite often, especially with small mid-sized businesses. They set up an account, they select a few keywords, they put some ad copy out there, and they send traffic to their homepage, and they think they're done. You know, the days of you build it and they come are long gone. You really have to pay attention to this is your money, this is your investment, your effort, right?
Yeah.
So having this set and forget type program type campaign will not work for businesses anymore. So you can track, as I said earlier, I want to know from the Google AdWords, I want to know what campaigns are bringing me sales, are bringing me qualified leads. Right. Am I targeting the right geography, right? So some of the tips, as I said, is to, you know, don't set your campaigns on autopilot. Look at your campaigns once a week, once a month, you know, once a day, depending on the size of your campaign.
Sure.
And then track actions, track what you want your users to do, namely leads, sales. If it's a content website, people downloading podcasts, people watching videos, track what's important to you and tie it back to your AdWords campaigns and keywords.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was speaking to a client the other day that's in London, and they have, I'm just trying to think of the numbers, but like 60% of people that land on their landing page, that go to the landing page, click through to the shopping cart. But once they get to the shopping cart, they lose 90% of those. For some reason, everybody drops off at the shopping cart. And their question to me was, you know, why would that happen? What sort of a reason would you give for people dropping off once they get to the shopping cart?
So, you know, that's very good. The fact that you have those numbers, Bob, and that somebody's paying close attention to where people are coming from and if they're sticking or they're bouncing, you have, I mean, that level of detail, that's indicative of somebody who's really tracking their business properly. And the next step is, as you said, what do I do about it, right? So analytics, not just about a bunch of data, but to look, to take actions based on what we find. So it could be, you know, you start to analyze the shopping cart. Maybe you're forcing everybody to become a member. I've seen this. I go on a site to buy a gift for my wife. I don't want to be a member. I just want to buy a gift and move on.
Yeah.
So you, there's some best practices on how to improve stickiness and how to help people convert through this shopping cart process. And basically, you evaluate and then you can test. You can try a different maybe landing page, different shopping funnel experience, and then see an improvement and build on that. But you're right on in terms of measuring these key elements of an e-commerce website and then finding those bottlenecks and improving them based on, you know, some common and some best practices about conversion, and then testing to make sure it's working for you.
Okay, great. Thanks. I appreciate that. So if I was in charge of online marketing for a B2B, and my job is to drive leads to the business, can I still leverage analytics to optimize my campaigns and drive more leads, even if we don't sell products online?
Definitely. People, you don't have to be an e-commerce retailer, an e-commerce type website to be successful online. We work with a lot of B2B businesses. You could be also a media website, but if you're in charge of bringing lead to your business in a B2B environment, you should be able to measure, again, where people are coming to your site, which sources, right? Do I have a partner who sends traffic to my website and this traffic is consistent, is increasing, is trending up? Then that's a partner that I want to take care of and maybe promote further. And then once traffic from that partner comes to the website, I know that people are requesting quotes, they are downloading my white papers, they're watching my demos, they're trying our free trials. So I can measure the actions on the website in a business to business, even though I'm not selling, but there are what we call micro conversions. That is, I have actions that indicate that the users are engaged, that they like what I have. Then maybe they're not ready to buy from me, but
right,
they're ready to give me, maybe subscribe to my email newsletter, they're ready to subscribe to maybe have a free trial, as I said, or download a PDF or watch a video. All that should be measurable, and then all that makes a lot of sense for a B2B environment.
Okay, fantastic. Let's say I've added the Google Analytics code to my site. Now what do I do? Where do I go now?
Sure. The good thing about Google Analytics is that it works for small businesses, it works for Fortune 25. You know, it depends on what you have, but you can get it to work for you. And one of the easiest things I would say in terms of Google Analytics that will give you a lot of insight, look at your traffic sources. Look at who's bringing traffic to your website. Is it, again, maybe your paid search campaign, maybe your organic search campaign, maybe it's an email campaign, maybe it's I was on a radio show and then people heard it and they came back to my website from, you know, whatever the case might be, you can so easily find the traffic sources that are hitting your site within Google Analytics. Just go to your traffic report and see the sites and the channels that bring, you know, bring traffic to your site. And from that point on, you can set up, you can easily set up goals or actions or sales or downloads, whatever is important to your business on your website. You can set those up as goals and you can see which traffic source is bringing you more actions, more goals, more sales, more leads. So those are some of the low-hanging fruit that we all can easily achieve within Google Analytics, and it will help you, definitely will greatly help you impact the business.
Ferris, mobile's everywhere, and you know, I believe that the future is going to be on mobile devices. Should business owners and marketing managers be planning mobile sites, mobile campaigns, and mobile apps now?
Absolutely. And if you, we were at a Google conference, and the head of their mobile department said there are, I think, 4.7 billion mobile devices.
Yeah.
And 1.4 watches, wristwatches, right?
Right.
So there are everybody and everyone has a mobile device. You know, it's not just a phone anymore, it's a tablet, it's an, you know, iPad, what have you. So yes, mobile is everywhere. And as business owners, as marketing managers, we need to keep a close eye on what's trending in terms of mobile. So if I'm seeing a positive trend in my traffic, in traffic from mobile devices, I should be happily alarmed in a way, because now I know where my users are coming from.
Sure.
So if I have a very busy website and it doesn't load nicely on a mobile device, I'm already aware of the need here. My customers are coming to me from the mobile devices, and they cannot contact me, they cannot buy, they cannot navigate through my website because the site is not very mobile friendly. So if I see a trend up in mobile traffic to my business, I should create a mobile friendly experience, maybe a mobile website or maybe a mobile app. And as I said, with everything else, we should be tracking that. You can track your mobile website, you can track the actions on, you know, maybe your mobile apps. But I would say for small businesses and starting, or businesses who are just starting into their mobile efforts, just look at your analytics today. Look at Google Analytics. Look at the trends in terms of mobile traffic. And if you see that trending up, it's time to dedicate some effort to a mobile maybe app or a mobile site, and make sure that mobile experience is very friendly for your users.
Okay. Ferris, we're way over time, but this is such an important interview, important information for people that are listening to me. I'm going to extend it just a little bit. So does it make sense for me to use Facebook and Twitter and blogs and video, etc., for my company? And how do I know if it's really working for my business?
You know, I said mobile is everywhere. Well, social is everywhere, too.
Yes.
It used to be, some of us might think, it's, you know, just maybe my teenage daughter's is on Facebook, but that's not the case anymore. It hasn't been the case actually for a couple of years.
Right.
So Facebook is where the conversation, in Twitter, Facebook, maybe your blog, you know, YouTube, this is where the conversation is. This is where your clients or your prospects are talking about you, positively or otherwise, right?
Right.
So being there, participating in that conversation, influencing that conversation is really key. And when I say social and I say Facebook and Twitter and a blog, it doesn't mean that we just have a nicely designed page for Facebook or for Twitter. It's actually putting some resources, some effort, right? And you can't just outsource this, but you should, you know, build content, create content that will engage your users in Facebook and on Twitter, on your blog, and be there to watch, to react, to respond, to get their feedback. And that's just an amazing way for us to be in touch, you know, in close relationship with our prospects and clients, and be able to relate to them, answer their questions, and continue, obviously, promote our business.
Ferris, thank you very, very much for speaking with me today. I know that I certainly am going to avail myself of your services for my clients. It's a critical area in marketing and being successful today. And You can reach Ferris if you would like to talk to him or reach him. You can reach him on e-nor.com. That's e-nor.com. Ferris, thanks very much. That was really interesting. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.